Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Saturday morning edition of Noel Collections Optimize Your Life. This is Ron Clayton. I know you're used to having Linda that opens up the show, but this morning she's just a little bit under the weather. She may be joining us in a little bit, but right now you got the frog in the throat, Ron Clayton, to welcome you this morning. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Gary.
How are you?
Morning. I'm waking up. We had a real rough night last night. We stayed home. We had some deserved some friends that are going on the cruise with us to Cozumel in February. Joined us, and we were having planned trip to end the cruise, and they have never been on a cruise before, so it was an opportunity to hear a video that was a tour of the Conquest, which is the name of the ship that we're heading out on at Carnival, and in February. And the neat thing is some people filmed, they videotaped a tour of the ship, and they, from the time they got on, and they walked around the ship, and they were showing different features, and showing the food. And those things, some special things. If you've ever heard of Guy Fieri, he's a guy who's way here. He drives a red convertible. He has a TV show called Diner Dives and Dumps. No, Diners Dives and something or other. And he goes to restaurants.
Diner Drive-Ins and Dives. I love his show.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I call it Diners Dives and Dumps. Some of the places he goes to are. But he ends up showing some really new food. And anyways, he invented a restaurant called Guy's, wow, and a hamburger stand, and that's on, he franchised it on I forgot how many ships, all 125 ships that
Carnival
Cruise owns, they have a Guy's, restaurant there, and like a takeout on the Lido deck of every ship. And you go and you choose your own, they have a basic hamburger, and then they've got 150 different condiments that you can put on your buy a burger. When by the time you're done, it's about a foot tall. And they are good. They're good hamburgers. So it's one of the features that is open around the clock, and along with ice cream and pizza. And, you know what happens, Josie said it last night. She goes, Ron, it appears that when we're going to get off the ship, we're going to gain about 20 pounds because all we do is eat.
Well, not really, because instead of the elevator, we can take the stairs. That burns off at least 150 calories.
It's a pretty good-sized ship, too. But when you're not eating, there's entertainment, there's the theater, there's shows going on. For those who bought bingo in the morning, they actually have a bingo. It's real popular because what they give out is prizes. Things like...
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Derek, and welcome. So this morning, we'll glad everybody's on board this morning. And I know I announced last Saturday that we were going to be unveiling the registration look for the... On the Hope site this morning, I did review it, and there are a couple changes that I need to make to it, which Kimberly, she's our webmaster. We did not get together by the end of the week, so I didn't get it done for this morning. But she did send, Penny Sutherland sent over a mock what it looks like. And how she's got it set up, there'll be the Hope card, and then it will be some dropouts. It'll say name, address. It's so simple. Name, address, email, and telephone number. When people sign in on that way, that will immediately cause the welcome letter to go to that person. And on that is an application that says their name, all the same thing, information. Then they fill in their the 8 areas of which will have a little box that can check off what they're interested in. There's a line that says, who referred you? Now, the reason they fill that out and send it, and then they hit the button and send it, then immediately a letter is going to go out to you. I'll say you because I know Derek on the call right now talking to you. You will get a letter on your computer saying that this person registered and said that you told them about Hope. And you'll have their phone number and their email address, and you can get back to them and welcome them personally and create a dialogue so that we're going to – so that is set up. And the company that is handling this, and what they're going to do is called Talk Fusion. What they will do is everybody that now signs up, when I have this operational, we're going to get everybody on the call, everybody on the Saturday morning call. I'm going to send that to you. It will be on the website. It will be automatic. But I'm going to get everybody on it, and I'm going to have everybody sign up, all like you're brand new. And we're going to have a new database so that we'll create a newsletter every month. I got to get someone that wants to become our newsletter, head of our newsletter. They will start setting a welcome letter and give them a feature every month. We'll feature different benefits of the Hope Collection. And anybody wants to submit an article, we'll have articles. We'll have photographs and pictures. We can attach videos to it. I mean, it can be really extensive going out to them. So that's
and then
all.
We can do an overview of the radio show every month of, like, what we talked about.
That's
the
link a great
on
idea.
The radio show, too, so if they want more details.
Yeah. Great, Mary.
Great idea.
And, like, what we would do is, like, maybe the first one, we'd introduce what's going on in the new Kindness Campaign Club that's being started by our fearless leader, Len Kane, Captain Len Kane, and Ariana. And so we'll have this whole thing promoted throughout the organization, the Hope Collection, and the old members and new members, and people you've never heard of that had joined but never had any connection. So this is going to give us real power to really make this move. And I think the newer people are probably more apt to be proactive than some of the older people because they've been detached from Hope for a long time. But who knows? You know, people, things in their lives change, and they'll be ready to come back. So we're just making progress. I know this week, is it Wednesday, Mary, that you and I and Mrs. Rue are going to meet together?
Monday at 2, 3 o'clock your time.
Say that again.
Monday at 3 o'clock your time.
Monday, 3 o'clock. Okay, I am looking at my calendar right now. Make sure I have that down. As Monday. October 2nd.
26. September
26. We're still in September?
Yeah, one more week.
It's coming fast enough. Our board meeting is this Monday. Yeah, September
26th. Well, I have at 2 o'clock registered Kindness with Mrs. Rue and Mary.
Yep.
But it's 3 o'clock
and
our time, honey.
Yeah, well, I have it in our – yeah, I have it 3 o'clock our time. It's already locked in on my – locked in on my calendar with a reminder and everything, Mary.
Yeah, because I sent you the message, and I forgot who I was talking to, and I sent it in my normal time zone, which is military time.
Oh, yeah, 1500. I know. Wait a minute. I'm catching up here. 1500. So, guys, you're going to have that going strong. I know the Humphreyvilles are on the call, too, this morning. Good morning to you guys.
Hello.
Monday night we have a board meeting for Hope, and we have a number of projects that are about to explode, and if I have success, and I would ask everybody to keep me in prayers, and Chuck Volmer and Gary Helfenstein, we have a meeting, and we're setting up with the mayor of Niagara Falls to do a $50 million project, and we have the funding for it. We have the money for the project. So it will be an experience. It's called experiential travel, and it'll set up a big canopy downtown Niagara Falls, and underneath it is going to have the most incredible cutting-edge electronic. It's a dome, a canopy with lighting, music, lighting, sound, and then that'll be in the canopy, and you walk through this thing, and then there are these, let's say, storefronts that will be little theaters that people can go in. And we'll have in Washington, D.C., there's one right now. It's called Van Gogh, and it's his story,
yep.
His history, and it's all in video. There's a couple of them around the country, but this will be the first one. It'll be an extravaganza, and they will advertise this around the world for people to come to Niagara Falls. And so we're about to, and the great thing about it, it's not like we don't have to write a request a grant. We've got the money. We already have it assigned to the Job and I'm a show collection. So, guys, it's going to allow us to do a lot of things that we never could have done up till now. Artis was, when I shared it with Artis on yesterday, he's just so thrilled that the whole collection and leaders are working to do the things that we're doing and having a program in schools. That was Joel's dream. That was part of the vision of what the Hope Collection was supposed to accomplish. And Mary, you come on board and working with your daughter and just working with all the team to get this put together. Iris was just thrilled, and I want you to know, it was Joel's birthday yesterday. So it was kind of, she said, well, this is a celebration. We're celebrating Joel today. And I said, well, we're celebrating him too. And so the Kindness Campaign Club is just going to be, Joel was a teacher. He taught until he retired. What happened is he got free using one of the opportunity programs to add to him and her, Joel and Iris, duplex. That's called the duplex because they have a building of a duplex. But this is a virtual, and they had a business. In fact, they had GEI, Griffin Enterprises Incorporated. And him and Artis, for the family, they became multimillionaires building that. And that was before he started the Hope Collection. So he was a teacher. He was a math teacher. High school math teacher, and he's a coach. He ended up developing basketball teams, championship basketball teams in Pennsylvania, and that's part of his legacy. And of course, the whole collection. And so, what we're doing, I want you to know, you are part of the future, the history, and the legacy of the vision going on at Griffin to make a difference in this world. You guys, you're doing it. And I can't thank you enough. Hi, here you are. Put her on the phone. We can say hi.
That's David.
That's Mary.
That's David.
Oh, that was your son. I'm sorry. We'll put him on the phone.
They
we'll say
sound
hi.
Can you say hi?
David, me.
Good morning. How is young Mr. Stanley today out there in the mountains of Minnesota, the lakes of Minnesota?
Did you lose your remote, David? Come on.
Hi, David. Welcome to the show. You're talking to people all over the country this morning, David. So say hello. A little shy, I guess.
He's shy.
Okay.
He does better on Zoom calls than on phone calls.
Okay, well, just tell him he's got a lot of new, Mommy and Daddy's got a lot of new friends all over the country, and we're doing some big, good things for kids. So, guys, does anybody have anything that's on their hearts and their minds that they came across this week they'd like to share? Who's got a report? Who can tell me they did something kind for somebody?
I'm working with Connections Academy in the Special Needs Department, and what we're doing is we're holding conferences. And what I want to bring this into the Hope Collection, too, for families, is to show parents with special needs how when your kid goes on an IEP or a modified education plan, how you can prepare as a parent and set up what you know your kids need help with before the meeting, so that way when you go in front of the school, you can make sure you have a voice, but they get the help they need, not just what the schools think they need.
That's really important, Mary. That's really good. Humphreyville, I know you're on the phone. Say hello.
Hello. Hello this morning.
You're not awake either, Linda.
Yeah, luckily, my computer turned right on this morning because usually it takes a couple minutes, more than a couple minutes to get going. And today it was more up, more awake than I was. So no, it's good to hear your voice. We have tonight or late afternoon and into the evening our my eighth grade graduating class, we have gotten together after 50 years. This will be actually our 55th reunion. And so it was, it's just so much fun. The first one was hilarious because it was 50 years I didn't recognize. I recognized one person. But one of the members who's actually a vice president of United Bank of Switzerland in Manhattan put it all together, and we have been meeting ever since. So, and we didn't go last year because we were all, the Humphreyvilles and us, were in Disneyland, so which is fun. And, oh, somebody else is joining us here. Oh, somebody is just coming back. So, and that's, you know, so it's a fun, you know, a fun time. And, you know, it's usually we have high school reunions, not eighth grade reunions, but we do things a little different, so.
But at least it's here in Buffalo. They came back here and kind of met, right?
Yeah. Although we did get to visit Freddie's office in Manhattan when we were there a number of years ago now, and in the summer. It was 2019. It doesn't seem that that long ago, but it was. It was 2019 when we went to New York City last summer.
Because that building is right next to Fox Television. Fox News, so we had to walk right past the park where they did the broadcast they have on the street and to get into the tower, you know, the high rise that UBS Bank was in. So, you know, all that activity was right where our hotel was, and we just had a great time while we were there. And so that was a neat trip, and someday we might be able to go back to New York when things settle down there and they get climbed.
I wouldn't want to go right now.
No, but we are traveling.
So, hey, I want to also say to everybody, happy autumn. It is, as of, Thursday? It is officially fall, and the temperature in Buffalo had been in the 80s until it got the message. And so we've been in the 50s and 60s, like overnight. So,
that's the fall and it goes back up. I'm not
it's cold.
So, but no, does anyone really... you know, we have just a couple minutes more. Does anyone want to share any highlights of the week? Or, you know, we keep talking about the kindness campaign. Oh, good. Okay, that's a kind thing to do. Handing out hope cards. And I don't know. I don't have my.
I have some good news.
Yes, go ahead.
So the Heusner Group, which is a big publication that puts out the Who's Who directories every year.
Okay, yeah.
And so they have one out of England that's called the Queens. And they're going to do a write-up for my center that I built. And I talked them into, okay, I'll do the write-up if you do this for me. And they're like, okay. So they're going to do a write-up of Len Cain and Ariana in the same book about the kindness program.
Hey, that is exciting. I just can't wait to see that. It's so exciting. And I bet Len is thrilled. So he's such a humble guy. But, you know, it's like he's done so much, you know, for so many. So it's really good to have him recognized. That's super. So.
Well, my goal is between him and Ariana, this will get him to the winning aspect and not just the nominee aspect.
Yes. Yes.
That's wonderful, Gary. I just, you know, it's just the kind of thing and recognition. Then it shows that, you know, here's Len, 90 years old, that's still going out and helping people. He hasn't stopped. And he just gives us an example to follow. And he just counts us as his best friends. All, you know, we've become his extended family. And we just love it when sometimes, believe it or not, he does call in to this Saturday morning show. Now, when he calls in, it's 6:30 in the morning. So it'll be special. But you'll recognize his voice when he comes on the show. So, but don't ever be surprised if he shows up.
And then the educational aspect of it, the talking points for teaching the kindness campaign will be ready either today or tomorrow. So I'll email them to y'all to look them over before the meeting on Monday.
Wonderful, Mary. Thank you again. I'm so looking forward to it. Is that going to be like a Zoom meeting so we can see each other, Mary?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to email you the link. I got to set up a link for Zoom.
Okay. I'll be there. Thank you.
Linda, I read when we were in the car, I read the minutes to Ron as he was driving, and you do such a fabulous job of the minutes. They were so clear and so, you know, I've tried one time taking minutes of a meeting. I missed almost all the high points, so I do want to commend you for that, and it's just wonderful.
I always record it on my iPhone so I can listen back to it, because if I was going from what I wrote down from hearing people, I couldn't read my own handwriting for one thing. That would catch all the points, but.
I worked for one attorney one time, number of years ago, and he would record just about all his phone calls, and I would have to translate them type them up as people. It took forever. It was just, you know, because that would have to be like word for word. It was, you know, how many ums can you put in? You don't realize how many times people say but you know, with minutes, getting the biggest points, and you know, clearly that's an art, that's a skill. Thank you. So, well, for today,
you know,
I think we're going. Go ahead.
If you're using Zoom, when you sit, if you record the meetings, if you go back in there, you can go into Translate, and it'll take everything that was said and transcribe it into words.
Really?
Ooh, that might be interesting to look at.
Oh, yeah, I recorded it on my computer and saved it as a document or a, you know, file on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I don't know how to make that translate, though.
Yeah, we'll have to look
I can look
that.
It up and show and because I do that for my coaching clients because I have a hard time hearing sometimes. So
mm-hmm.
when I go back and look at the notes, I'm too lazy to take all these notes. So I just go back in and do it that way.
Oh,
well, that's
yeah.
cool. Yeah. Modern technology, you know, what would we do without it?
Life
wonderful.
Would be simpler.
In a lot of ways, but well, thanks everybody. I appreciate everyone being on the call this morning, and again, you know, just you know, keep in mind that you know, all we can not all we can do, but one of the many things we can do is you know share kindness and give hope to people, and you know that's. And it comes in all different forms and all different shapes and sizes, what we can do. But, you know, just I was watching a video of Jeannie Robertson. She was a professional speaker, and she said, and she always has funny stories about, and she said, everybody has things going on around them, but you just sometimes you don't even realize it, you know, because people say, where did you come up with these funny stories of these experiences that you have? She said, everyone, you just have to pay attention and, you know, and just, you know, say hi. And what she was saying, it was so true. You know, there's things happening all around us, good and bad, but a lot of good. And we just have to be cognizant of it. So that's our goal for this week, is just to be cognizant of other people, that how we can spread hope and kindness to others. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Sometimes it's just a smile, but a smile can change somebody's day. I know it has for me. So, well, with that, I'm going to say adieu. Have a wonderful Saturday. Dress warm if you're in Western New York. And we'll talk to you during the week on the Hopeful Lunch calls. So you know, look forward to, you know, listening in on some of those calls. And then, of course, we'll meet back here for a half hour next Saturday. So anyone want a final comment before we get cut off at 9:30? Okay. Well, everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful week, and we'll meet back here Monday through Friday and then next Saturday morning. Okay. Bye-bye. Have a great day.